Sounds from Hong Kong today, where police and protesters clashed early this morning, Hong Kong time. Protesters tried to build new barriers to block roads, and police responded with pepper spray and arrests. Public outrage has grown after one particular video taken by TVB, that's a Hong Kong station generally known to be pro-Beijing, shows the police beating a protester. The victim's lawyer spoke to CNN today.
They punched him, they kicked him. When his hands were actually cuffed at the same time behind his back. So there's no way he was posing any danger to anyone.
The officers involved have been reassigned as police investigate. NPR's Frank Langfitt joins us with the latest from Hong Kong. And Frank, first, how big a deal is this video?
Hey, Jeremy. For the moment, I'd say it's pretty big. Police seemed to have the upper hand earlier this morning. They'd pushed the protesters back. And then this video really sparked a lot of outrage and seemed to put the police, temporarily at least, on their heels. Certainly a public relations advantage for the protesters. Tonight, hundreds of people were camped outside the police headquarters. They were complaining about the beating and asking for an apology. Chinese government is trying to make sure that this doesn't circulate on the mainland. And so, for instance, they blocked the BBC website, which was featured the video.
What is behind the increase in the use of force by authorities?
In force? Well, the government and the police have been trying to shrink protest sites, open up roads, and there have been tons of complaints here about blockage of traffic. The traffic now is flowing better, but the protesters were trying to block another road. They were using concrete slabs and manhole covers. And so there was this back and forth, and the police got very frustrated, rushed them, hit them with pepper spray. It's worth noting that people have been very angry with the cops today, but the civil disobedience that's been going on here now for more than 2 weeks is not at all popular in Hong Kong. And most people, they certainly don't want to see violence, but they're really ready to see the occupation end.
What have you seen today out in the streets?
Well, today, you know, at the main site, actually, it's like downtown, it's like a street fair. A couple thousand people, lots of tents, people giving speeches, and there's this a sense of community. What they've been doing, we've reported on this in the past, they've kind of expanding this outdoor study hall. People without any really carpentry skills, they're sawing up scrap wood and they have hammers and they're banging together desks for students so they can study when they're not protesting. And, you know, it's important to remember this started all last month with the student boycott, but the downtown camp now, it's all kinds of people are there, middle class, white collar, middle aged folks. And so the demonstrations, the demography of the demonstrations has really changed a lot. It doesn't really feel like a student movement anymore. What seems to have happened is students have kind of captured the imagination, I think, of a lot of people here. And now it's a much more diverse movement.
One more thing, Frank, we're seeing the strongest words to date so far from Beijing on these protests, saying they're radical and illegal acts that are doomed to fail. What do you make of that?
Well, it sounds pretty ominous, and usually this is the kind of thing they'll say right before a crackdown, and it's a sign that patience in Beijing is wearing very thin. A demonstration like this on the mainland is impossible. They would have broken it up immediately. And the party really hates gatherings like this of any size, especially calls for democracy. It tends to remind them of Tiananmen Square 25 years ago.
Wow. NPR's Frank Langfitt joining us from Hong Kong. Frank, thank you.
Happy to do it, Jeremy.